When you saw the new Captain Marvel movie, do you go and see? You probably wouldn't see any of those superhero movies.
No, kids aren't young enough. But all I see is, I don't know what it means. Is it a Marvel movie, or is that like, is that a, like a?
It's a brand.
A brand for a whole lot of other movies.
So there's DC and Marvel. So DC's Batman, Superman. Marvel's Iron Man, Spider Man.
And don't they just keep making the same movie over and over?
Oh, man, it's like, but this one's not bad. Yeah, it is. And because I've got teenagers and they're like, oh, Dad, you don't understand. These movies are like for us. And I'm like, no, you know, you kids don't understand. They're all based on comics that we used to read as kids.
Exactly.
And you know how you know the names of the superheroes are a giveaway?
Yeah.
So there's a great bit in Captain Marvel, which is a woman, a young woman who's like 20s. Mm. The actress is really good. And she goes, I'm not Captain Marvel. My name's Carol. It's like Carol. So it's like a semi-retired person who works at the chemist, isn't it? Carol, you got that cream you ordered?
Where's the Panadol? It's up there. I'll get it.
And then you look at all the superheroes. They've got some great names. Iron Man's Tony. Tony's like the guy who had the hotted up car, wasn't he? Yeah. Tony's come around his car, everyone. Yeah.
Tony smoked pretty young.
Yeah, Tony smoked young. Oh, it makes me laugh. You go through all the names. The best one is... the Flash is Barry Allen.
So really,
and the Hulk's Bruce. His name's Bruce Banner. Bruce.
So they've run out of ideas, as in they're going back with and just renaming them. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, they just use the same old superheroes that we grew up with. Yeah. But it's hilarious that just their Christian names are just so funny. It's like imagine being in a car wreck and you're lying there. They go, "Don't worry, we're going to go get Bruce, Carol, Tony." And Barry are going to help you out. You're like, what are you getting the local Rotary Club to help me out? I'm bloody stuck under here. I love it. My name's Carol. Oh, okay, Carol.
My party trick used to be doing maybe the music better come in because this gets pretty boring.
Remember you did Superman? What sketch show do we work on your place? That was funny. We wrote some funny. That was Open Slather. And we wrote a sketch. Did they ever film where you were catching a plane? Superman was catching a plane.
Did we write that?
Yeah, we wrote it.
We never did it.
We never did
it. What was the idea?
The idea was that you're on a plane and people are going, why aren't you flying, mate?
That's
you're
scary. Like, that's funny.
It
that
is
funny.
A funny idea. Why aren't you flying, mate? You're in business class.
You can fly. You just fly. No, we did do him breaking down, as in he couldn't. He was trying to take off and he couldn't take off.
Oh, that's right. And he got RACV to turn up.
Yeah, and he got under his cape and had a bit of a tinker. And
I remember the airplane, when the airplane starts to stall and everyone's looking at him, come on, mate, hold the plane up, you know. It's like, oh, God. This is getting my flight to Brisbane. No, he's going to Adelaide. That's why he's getting a flight to Adelaide.
Look at the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with the powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. The Superman who can change the course of mighty rivers. Ben steel in his bare hands. And who disguises Clark Kent, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And I think that's something we should stand for in this show.
Oh, wow. See, I could do the Wham rap. From Wham, remember Wham? Wise guys realize there's danger in emotional ties. See me, single and free. No tears, no fears, what I want to be. One, two, look at me, death by matrimony.
Sam.
I remember when. Oh, I've run out. Oh, wow. It's been a bit of a sing along. Been all sorts of stuff happening.
Old guys doing
raps. Well, mine was a rap.
I listened to the podcast, our podcast the other day, and we were singing. It didn't sound too bad.
I'm not a fan of our podcast. No, I listened to it.
Listen, you've got
it's exciting on Tuesday morning. You're professional. I mean, do you find it hard to watch yourself on TV shows?
Yeah, no, I can watch myself in character. I can't watch myself
as me. Again. So you never saw the panel? You never saw the panel?
No, well, it was live. Did you watch it rarely?
Did you watch the sitcom that I did, Dave? You played yourself in that. You watched that?
I didn't mind. There was moments that I liked watching that.
Yeah,
because some of the things are based in. We won't say what bits, but some of it's based in truth.
Yeah,
some weird stuff. Anyway, what were we talking about that for?
I listen to it.
While I'm listening to it now.
I'm listening. Hello to me. Hello to you, Glenn.
I often
listen when I'm walking or driving.
Yeah, me too. Best way to listen. Yeah, and I tried to listen to a podcast in the car the other day with Selena, and I don't know. A podcast is an intimate thing, don't you think?
I reckon it is. Yeah,
it's a one thing.
And also, your partner will just go, "What's this?
This is not funny.
What is it?
This is not good."
Yeah. Comments.
Why are you listening to this?
There's comments. Yeah.
Because you do. You tune in. You get into the vibe.
Yeah.
And you know you.
I like it. It's a very personal thing, podcast. I love it. I'm going to Aubrey tonight. I'll be listening. I've got to give someone a lift, though, which, you know, I love having a big trip and then lining up my podcast to have a listen. Yeah. That's good.
Line them up and then they go bang. Have we said...
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Welcome to the podcast. We should say that. Yeah, we should.
We've got to give the music a chance to establish itself. Yeah. It, like Sam doesn't like to be messed with. Because the guys in the band, and there they are over there. What sort of what instruments would be in the theme music?
It was one guy that did the theme. It was Kit Warhurst, who's Myth's brother from Spicks and Specks. I've been on that a few times.
So it's all on a keyboard.
Now he does. He's amazing. He does it like on his. Oh, he's got a studio. Yeah, not just he's got guitars and stuff. Amazing. He was in a band called Rocket Science. Very good. But he did the music on Rosehaven. It's the same guy, Kit Warhurst. Yeah,
very very talented.
Very good. Very good.
So. Something related, somehow related.
Somehow related.
That's the name of the show. And yeah. You're Dave O'Neill, I'm Glenn Robbins. And we get to unrelated topics, and through like CSI investigation, we draw conclusions and we have a whiteboard. We throw things, nothing's off, nothing's not on the whiteboard because there could be a lead in there somewhere.
Yes.
But what happens first, of course, is Sam, who knows the answer.
And we leave the whiteboard up. Don't you love it? Remember when you used to work at Artist Services and they were a big TV production company. Yes. So they produced Fast Forward, Full Frontal, Tonight Live, The Jermaine Show, the Eric Bennett. Anyway, and they, occasionally you'd walk in a boardroom and there'd be a whiteboard with stuff written on it. It'd be like a secret.
Yeah.
Like new Glenn Robbins show.
Yep.
You know, blah, blah, blah. But then I used to write stuff on it.
Oh, that's good.
Like Mr. Squiggle enters here or something like that. Bring back Mr. Squiggle or something.
They had
stupid.
They had a boardroom upstairs which had a window to the street.
Yeah.
They got the whiteboard, turned it round so people in the room couldn't see it. But everyone walking past could see the programming that we're gonna do for the next 12 months.
Crazy times. Crazy. So what are our topics? Let's hear them. Shall we hear them? All right.
Silly string and broken arms.
What's silly string?
I assume that's a practical joke thing you used to get from the trick shop. In a can? Wasn't it in a can? String in a can.
String in a can
is also known as.
I did a promo for Channel 10 with Rob Sitch, and he had a string. We both squirted each other with string in a can.
Oh, really?
Yep. String in a can or silly string or whatever it is.
A little bit sexual in a way, isn't it?
Did you think it was?
Well, squirting stuff around. Two grown men. You're not in prison.
That's so true. Anytime a grown man does anything that's.
Well, squirting sauce or
playful. Yeah. You're going, you're a bit weird.
A bit weird. I don't know. I love those. Remember the joke shop? There used to be a joke shop.
Oh, and
in the city. They were in Melbourne. We're from Melbourne, so it was in the city. There'd be a joke
Melbourne?
Shop.
No, it was at Melbourne.
There was a magic shop and there was a joke shop.
Yeah, because that was my trip to the city. Go to the city, see a film, get a trick from the trick shop.
Yeah, the trick shop. Yeah, yeah. And what were the classics? The plastic vomit?
Plastic vomit with the fart cushion?
Fart cushion.
The buzzy handshaker.
Oh, the electric shop. You know, the same guy invented several of these.
Really?
Yeah, the same guy invented. You know how I know this? When I did my sleep study, the guy putting on the technician who was like a uni student.
Yep.
And he goes, "Oh, I love trivia." He was telling me about his podcast he listens to, and I said, "Well, you should listen to our podcast." And he goes, "I love trivia." And I said, "Well, give me some trivia." And then he couldn't give me any.
Yes.
But then he said, "Oh no, actually, the guy who invented." The vomit was the same guy who invented the electric buzzer or something. I don't know. There's some connection. But I don't think it's somehow related. It's just like the dude had a trick shop factory where he was making fake vomit, fake poo, electric buzzers.
Once you get onto, the idea, you go, fake poo. The trick to fake poo was to wet it because it needed to. If you want to make fake poo, just get a brown paper bag and run it under water and roll it into a thing that looks like fake poo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There you go. There's one for your kids.
Bit of a tip. Yeah. My kids still love pranks. They love all that stuff.
Love a prank.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Maybe the cigarette would give you a shock when you pull it out. There was a cigarette.
Oh, you'd go crack or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The teeth. What about there was vampire teeth? There was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was goofy, funny teeth you could put in.
Daryl Summers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Daryl used to bang him on? Oh, nurse. He used to love those teeth. Put in the teeth.
But string in a can or silly string, you got a can, like
what happened?
And then it would fire out this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That would. But I don't imagine it was a pile of string inside. I reckon it was a.
No, it was a chemical, wasn't it?
It was a chemical that when it was exposed to air sort of went string-like.
Love it.
And then you would be at a party and suddenly. Someone would start and you'd be squirted by string and it wouldn't hurt or anything.
No, but it sort of stuck, didn't it?
It stuck. You see, you could cover someone's face in string and...
You know what the trick that my kids have got? They've got a camera that's a squirty water pistol.
Oh, that's good.
That's a kid's party. Photo. Take your photo, squirt.
See, a party trick. That party trick is good.
Oh, it's funny. Because occasionally I have to put on puppet shows at their... they're getting a bit old now, but they always request a puppet show at their party. So they get all little seats and they line up. And I have to... We made like a cardboard box for a while and we've got Sooty and Sweep.
And then you do...
I do the voices, yeah. And I just get all stuff. I'll have... The camera's a good one. The camera is the piece de resistance.
Hang on. They use the camera.
Oh, the puppet uses the camera, yeah.
And the kids come up for a photograph.
Yeah, go, okay, everyone, we're going to have a photo. Oh, what I...
You're good.
Oh, I get the puppet Sooty and Sweep and... Yeah, my partner, who doesn't give me many compliments, said I'm actually quite a good puppeteer. I've missed my calling in life.
Well, I used to take my socks off for a niece and then just push the sock into her mouth and go, "Hello, dear. What are you doing today?"
You should join my puppet show. Do you want to be the second in command? Because I would do Sooty and he'd go, "Well, hello, everyone. I'm here today at Barney's birthday party. And Sweepy, he doesn't say much. He doesn't say anything. And so I'm like, oh, I've got to go to the toilet." That gets a good laugh. And then Sweepy goes, "Hey, hello, everyone. Look at you idiots here today." And then he pumps up and he goes, did someone say something? Who was speaking? You know?
Already. Bit of mystique.
Oh, you watch Sooty and Sweep. You go back and watch on YouTube.
Classic.
I mean, apart from the sort of the creepy dude who does the puppets, there's been several. There was the original guy, right, an old guy, who won a talent competition, and that's how he got a TV show. And then his son took over.
Right.
And his son's the guy with the beard from the 70s that you may remember. And then there's another guy took over. But I watched this Tonight Show, this really – where the original guy, the guy goes on with his son, and his son's now doing Sooty and Sweep. And the host of the show goes, "Can I get you to do a bit of Sooty and Sweep to the old guy?" And the son won't let him. He goes, "No, I'd rather not, Dad, because I'm Sooty and Sweep.
Now.
It's mine now, Dad. Please don't."
Yeah, oh, that's sad. That's
sad.
Yeah.
But you go and Google some of Sooty and Sweep's puppet shows where they're just not without the guy. They're hilarious.
What about Mr. Squiggle? It was only recently that I worked out how he did it.
The Man in the Moon. How did he do it? Oh, he drew with his nose, didn't he?
Yeah. But
hurry up.
Yeah, but he was drawing it upside down and going, "Wow, how clever is he?" Drew it.
Oh, it was already drawn on.
No, didn't you work it out?
Oh, it's been filmed. They've turned it upside down.
No,
how is it?
Am I the only one that worked it out?
Yeah, well, possibly.
Well, did Mr. Squiggle have a very high hat?
Yeah.
And the hat went up out of frame?
Ah, so the guy was...
Just up above the frame and drawing the picture upside down. This was bad. Yes, and here's a bit of smoke coming out of it. Jimmy and a couple of birds over there. And we turn around.
So yeah, and, right, I get it.
Wow. So...
Mind blown.
Sooty
and Sweep.
Oh, this is a spoiler alert.
Well, I don't think he's on anymore.
Isn't he?
No, of course not. Miss Jane. So how do we get on that? Oh, pranks. Yeah, puppet shows, pranks.
String is a prank and it's somehow related to broken bones. What have you broken?
I broke my leg.
Oh, you've got the big story.
Yeah, the BMX stunt.
Let's have a little playoff here.
I reckon
mine could be nearly as dramatic as yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You
tell yours.
1980, 2004 maybe, I was on Vega FM, which is now Smooth FM. So I left Nova for Vega. They're sisters. They're owned by the same people. Good. You'd have to say a good move.
Yeah.
Left Hughes and Kate.
Yeah.
And they've
done nothing.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
And joined Sean McAuliffe and Denise Scott. So what a great team.
Yeah.
They left. Then I had Dicko and Chrissy.
Yeah.
They're also a good team. Chrissy left. So it was me and Dicko. And so we're looking for ways to get the ratings up. And I said, I'll jump you on a BMX bike. Because I started riding my bike and I used to talk myself up.
Because you were a champion when you were a kid.
Well, let's not go too far. I got a third place trophy in the amateurs.
Impressive.
Yeah, not impressive. So anyway, you turn up seriously, there'd be one kid with one leg and a really fat kid and you're the third one. You're like, well, I'm going to get something here today, aren't I? I'm going to get a place. Because what happened in BMX in the 80s, they broke it up. When you turn up to a track for a race, they go, "You an amateur or a pro?" And all the kids that thought they were good go, "Yeah, no, I'm a pro. So all the good kids are going to pros, all the amateurs like me would be, you know. Just
smart.
Yeah, anyway. So I jumped Dicko outside on the concrete in front of Nova and Vega and broke my leg. So I cleared him. I was on a BMX. I cleared him and I landed and it went like that. You can hear it on the video. They're filming it.
You could hear your leg break.
Yeah, you can hear my leg break.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've used it in a comedy festival show. It goes like that. And then I didn't fall off the bike. I just took all the weight on the leg.
You've hit it with a stiff leg, have you?
Yes.
You hit it with it, yeah. So it's just shattered straight up through the leg.
Straight up.
Rather than bending at the knee.
Tibia, fibia.
Yeah.
Like a jigsaw.
How many did it break?
A lot of bones, he said. Like it was like a jigsaw in there, he said. And so the surgeon said. And so then I just sort of sat on a pot plant thing stand. I'm like, because it didn't hurt. I'm like, oh, it's starting to. And they're interviewing. You can see me going into shock as they're interviewing me. I'm like, yeah,
getting a bit pale.
Yeah. And then they gave me a lift to the hospital in like the Rock Patrol, the Black Thunder.
Could you walk?
Yeah. That's
because the muscle will hold to a certain extent.
Once I got to the hospital, I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I was in real pain. Yeah. And they got me a wheelchair and they wheeled me out and they put me on that steel table. And the doctor on duty comes out and he goes, oh, man. Because I thought it just popped something out or.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear those stories.
So you've gone the. What's this one here?
Both below the knee.
So everything was below the knee.
Everything was below the knee.
That's good.
Kind of went into the knee a little bit.
The one, what's that one? That's the tibia, fibia.
Let's ask Sam.
Your femur or thigh bone is the largest bone in your body.
The femur. That's the biggest bone.
The tibia and the fibia ones are the ones below the shins stuff.
Yeah.
And so the doctor rolls up my jeans. He goes, oh, you've broken your leg really badly. Mm. I'm like, really? Mm. He goes, what were you doing? I said, oh, I was jumping someone on a BMX.
Yeah.
And he goes, you've got a ring. Have you got a partner? And I said, yeah, I've got a partner. You got kids? And I've got three little, really little kids. Mm. He goes, whoa, you better ring her. I said, no, you ring her. So. Anyway, so it took. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Oh, it was horrible.
You still got a plate in there?
No, they took all that out later.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's why you limp because you got metal.
But so you limp a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
Do you have pain with it now?
No, I lost it. I lost 15 kilos.
Why do you limp now?
I don't know.
Just play on it, just sort of juice it.
Because I'm a pirate. I have no idea. I'd usually limp a lot, but worse when there was metal in there. But once you take it out. But I lost a lot of weight because I came home. In the hospital, I couldn't eat. I was sort of vomiting a lot.
Mm.
And then, because all the morphine.
Oh.
And then when I came home, Kieran, she put all the food up high and I couldn't reach it.
Why?
Because I'm fat. So she put the food, I couldn't get up there to get the food, like the bad food. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't, because I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't get, so I lost a lot of weight.
It'd be when they do the Dave O'Neill bio, that'll be a big part of it. Because I broke my ankle, I get to my son in a second.
Oh, you broke your ankle in the pool.
I stepped backwards into the pool, didn't know the pool was there, and I hit the step. But you remember when I just came home after getting the plaster on, and I thought I'll have a cup of coffee, and made the cup of coffee, and then went, and then I looked at the chair, and I go, I can't get the coffee with crutches from me. So I had to then work out this transport system using tables and arms and blah, 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 to get to the. Oh, it was
so what happened with you? You fell backwards.
I was
cleaning the pool.
I was playing with the cover, and I didn't.
It's like the start of a porno, but not a really bad one.
I'll just attend to your pool, madam. I stepped backwards and thinking there was decking there, and there wasn't decking, so I stepped straight into the pool, and as I went down, I hit the step. And it turned over. It was, and then I went to Tasmania for 3 days.
I didn't realize.
Didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite common though.
Yeah. Anyway, my story. I don't know. Maybe Sam. Can Sam judge the best story?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good. So I was round at a friend's place. We're working on our bikes. I was about 17, and we look and we go, "Ooh, bit of thunder. It's a bad storm coming. I better go home." So, and we had a bike apart, pulled apart. And so I put my bike back together and jumped on and tried to beat the storm home. What I didn't realize was.
This is like a racer bike or
racer?
Yeah.
Because I put the bike together so quickly, I didn't tighten the nuts on the front.
Did you have drags the handlebars?
No, it was a proper racer bike. 27.
With a curled over.
Curled over, I didn't tighten up the nuts on the front wheel.
Oh, no.
So
it's like an Amy ad.
I lived on Hillside Parade, okay?
That's on a hill.
Side parade, and it was a parade because we lived there. So I had this thing where I could come down, I'd jump over the little minor gutter, up across the lawn, and just get off at the bottom of the stairs, run upstairs. When I went to flick it over the gutter, I flicked the front wheel out of the.
Oh, no! So just the torques, the prongs.
Yeah, there was no wheel.
Oh.
And then I went down, and I went face first into the driveway, and smashed my nose and all my teeth in. One of my teeth in. I didn't come to until I was in the bathroom looking, going, God, there's no tooth and my face is all bloodied. They take me to the doctor. The doctor goes, "Where's the tooth?" And they go, "We don't know. Where did he land on the road?" My brother goes back and it was raining. He gets the tooth out of the gutter in the rain, puts it in a handkerchief, comes back, pushes it back into the hole, and I had that tooth for about, I don't know, the next 10 years.
Wow.
And then it finally used to wiggle and it finally fell out.
And
now I've got I've got bridge work across.
You got
there.
A denture that you pull out at night?
Yeah, and I had my nose has been done because it was smashed on the road.
Do you whistle when you pull it out there? You know, often dentures whistle because you.
I don't have a denture.
Oh, I don't have a denture. You've got implants in there.
No, I've got a bridge.
A bridge. Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
So Sam, which I wonder if she'll be diplomatic or she'll be.
Which story's better?
Which story's better?
Hard to say, but the important thing is that you both recovered well.
Wow, she couldn't decide.
Thank you, Sam. I feel good. You feel good. There's no real winner. When it comes to broken bones, there's no real winner.
It's horrible.
But can I just go through what I've broken?
Yeah, what have you broken?
Arm.
How did you do that?
Playing football.
As a kid.
Nose, a couple of times. Bike, finger. Flipped over on a wet lawn, landed on my finger and broke it. And went home. And my finger sore. She said,
as a kid.
Yeah. And she said, run under a cold tap. So I'm running under a cold tap. And as I was running under a cold tap, I grab it and I sort of push it one way and it turns at 45 degrees. Mum, I think I broke my finger. She goes, ankle in the pool and I've broken wind. Several times.
Well, I've only broken my leg and I cracked a vertebrae in my back. I got a wedge fracture. I fell off stage doing stand up.
Oh, no. That's
hideous.
What did you do for that?
They got an ambulance.
Oh.
And so I had to get taken out of the Prince Pat Hotel.
More morphine?
Yeah, they gave me that thing in the ambulance.
The green stick?
Oh, the stick. Yeah, it was a while ago. It would have been the 90s.
How did you feel having the stick?
Yeah, good. And then they couldn't really do anything for you. So I had to wear a brace and stuff and have bed rest. It was these days they would do something different, I think. They wouldn't operate, but they'd give you more physio or something back then. I just lay in the bed.
And did you step and the stage wasn't there? What happened?
I ran off the stage and slipped and cracked it on the step. Oh, it's horrible.
Oh.
It's horrible. But, you know, people fall off stage. Eric Banner broke his leg or arm or collarbone. Yeah, just at the comedy club because, you know, it's dark and you just step off and it's not there. Yeah, he definitely broke something.
Oh, being backstage in any theatre,
it's dangerous.
You've got to be careful. There's holes.
And when people have adrenaline, I see both my accidents are when I've had adrenaline from performance.
Yep.
Because I'm a very cautious person normally. I wouldn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. And when you're
such an idiot,
you feel like a bit of a king of the world. Jump off stage.
So when I went to St. Vincent's with my back, I was lying there and these two young nurses come in and, you know, they knew I was a comedian. So one of them had this big syringe with stuff in it and she goes, "Oh, the doctor's just said there's been a bit of a problem with your fracture and we're going to have to inject this up your backside." So
that's fantastic.
Just can you put your gown up, turn over?
And you believed it.
Yeah, I believed it. Then they squirted it at me and just started laughing and ran off. Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It's good.
Public health system.
But it is good when people don't get – because I hate it when doctors go – or dentists go,
Who did that great routine? Darren Casey. He was a great comic. He used to do that routine about – you know when a doctor says, "Oh, yeah, I've seen this all the time. I've seen this broken leg. I've seen it." He goes, "You don't want a doctor to go, 'Oh, I've never seen this. Oh, my God. Never seen this in my life.'"
Yeah, that's right. What's that? I don't know. Does Steve Martin do the joke where he goes, the guy goes to the doctor and the doctor says, because he's got his test results back, and the doctor says, I've got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, yeah.
The bad news is you're going to die. The good news is you're going to have a disease named after you. Okay, broken bones. What does that mean in relation to... string.
Oh, I don't know. That one I do not know. I can only think that.
What do you do with broken bones? How do you fix them up?
Yeah, well, maybe.
You know what you do if you have a certain type of broken leg. Was yours on a pulley in a bed? Did you have strings? No.
You've seen it in movies.
Yeah, it's always in movies. It's always a cliche thing in a movie.
I didn't even have plaster, but I had scaffolding. I had like a structure built around they had to operate. The first thing they did was put me into surgery and then stick bolts in me like a scaffolding around my leg.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if it's not that, it's plaster, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, so plaster all those. It's changed a lot since we were kids, I think.
Oh, really? I know, because when I had my ankle done, they gave me a red plaster.
Yeah.
It's kind of give you a groovy colour. And then when you have your plaster cut off, it's really scary because it comes with an electric spinning blade.
Yes, I know.
And he goes, "Don't worry. This won't hurt you." And you're going, And he goes, watch this. He puts it on his hand and nothing happens. He puts it on the plaster and it just cuts.
Well, you know, orthopedic surgeons are like, the guy said that, like, across between carpenters and sculptors. Yeah, and because the guy, before I went in, Peter Garb was my surgeon. He was a great guy. And he came along to Speaks and Specs one night with me. He was a big fan of the show. Yeah. Him and his wife and his kids. Anyway, he showed me the surgeon's kit because they get every surgery they do, they get a new kit. They're sort of recycled. And there's a saw, a hammer. It's like a kid's carpenter kit. Screwdrivers. They just get in there. Because it's all bones.
I played golf with the guy who was the salesman for body parts.
Oh, really?
He just go around to the orthopedic surgeon and go, oh, what have we got in this week? We've got the new hips has come in.
Yeah, right.
The ball joint.
The hips, you know, there was a big controversy about it. They had porcelain ones and they were plastic ones and there was a whole deal about it.
Have you seen the picture that's gone around online where someone comes up to you and goes, oh, I played tennis with a bloke the other day, had a completely artificial knee. And you want to see? And he gave me the X-ray of it. You want to see the X-ray? Have you seen it?
No.
And he shows you the X-ray of this of two legs, and there's an artificial knee in there, but in between the legs is like a 12-inch cock.
Classic.
That's what I love. Anyway, we should.
Okay, let's hear some music.
What I'm thinking is there some break dance music we could have?
Oh wow, sure there is some sort of generic.
Breakdance. You've been on Spicks and Specs, but how does breakdance music go?
Boom. It's just like rap. It's just like rap music.
Is it?
Oh, sort of similar, yeah. Breakdancing was part of that world. You used to get your bit of cardboard outside the supermarket, do a bit of breakdancing. Remember that? No, we're a bit old for that.
I reckon you would have done a bit of that. Was quite
no good. Rocksteady yeah. Crew. Hey, you, the Rocksteady Crew. Show us what you do. No, I was a little bit old for that. I mean, American Rosso used to do it in their shows. So they were the breakdancing generation. So they're a bit younger than us. They'd be in their 40s now. Whereas, breakdancing was around, but we used to make fun of it.
Kath and Kim.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, not very good.
Oh, man, I did this gig once with this breakdancing crew. And they were unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
These young, spin about six. On their head. Yeah, they're like guys and girls, and they'd spin on their head and they do all this stuff. And I said to the guy, "So, do you make a living doing this?" He goes, "Yeah, we teach, but our big money spinner is what sort of function do you reckon they're hired for a lot to do break dancers? What function?
Nursing home.
No, other end of the scale. Think younger.
Like kids in hospital.
No.
Oh.
Bar mitzvahs. He said the young Jewish kids are mad for break dancing. Yep, bar mitzvahs and the female version. I don't know what it's called. Yeah, that's how they make a living. They do bar mitzvahs because they get the kids up on stage and
What happens at a bar mitzvah?
Well, I've never been. I've only seen them in movies. Someone makes a speech. They sing. They have a bit of a celebration. There's food. Yeah.
No, that's not when they do the circumcision, is it?
No, that's not the circumcision bit. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Because that would be good at a bris because cut the thing and then have someone come and go, whoa, yeah, yeah.
Spit on your head.
That's a bit of a celebration. So where are we? What are we doing? Oh, we've got to come up with our answers now.
All right, okay. So I reckon, Og, do you want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
I don't know. I think maybe it was like a way of, like super glue and surgery.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking.
Yeah, too. I reckon silly string.
So you reckon that silly string was invented for another reason?
Like to replace plaster casts. That's what I'm going to go with.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, I'm going to say that it was in your case when the wound was, because you know that super glue was invented for wounds in Vietnam.
Vietnam War, yeah, they used to use it.
I'm going
to
say that similar to you. I'm going to say that it was a string was like when it dries, it's an artificial bone. So they sprayed it on the bone in your case, and then closed the leg back up, and then, so it filled in the cracks.
Oh,
and maybe it didn't work, and then they just realised that it
marketed
was,
as a.
They went, oh, well, it didn't work, but we'll still use it as.
In 30 years' time, Glenn Robbins and Rob Sitch will be spraying this at each other on a TV promo.
Okay, Sam, what is it?
The invention of the original silly string was accidental in 1972. A United States patent was issued to Leonard Fish, an inventor, and Robert Cox, a chemist, for a foamable resinous composition.
They initially wanted to create a can of Eros Sol that you could spray on a broken arm or broken leg and use it as an instant cast. Their invention worked, but when it came down to packaging the can, they have to test 500 different nozzles. After going through about 30 or 40, they came across one that produced string, which shot right across the room. The incident inspired them to turn the product into a toy.
I was right.
Well done.
It's incredible. I've never heard that one before. I've never heard that before.
I know sometimes when they do artwork, sometimes they'll spray something with a lot of like plaster, and then it becomes artistic. But that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
To be able to spray on a cask as opposed to just doing the old, you know, bowl of water and
yeah.
Bit of plaster.
That's right.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Wonder why it didn't work.
Too much money in the silly string industry, maybe.
You would have to say, if they could choose between one they would want to work, it would be the plastic.
Yeah, because it's helping save lives and stuff, you'd reckon.
Surely, you know, the backup plan would have been good, but, you know, it's not that much string in a can. You know,
no.
You know, you're not going to buy a house on that, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, just make sure you don't do anything now.
Break bones?
I assess everything in terms of getting...
Oh, so do I now. Oh, you're doing Russell Coit.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be very careful.
Did I tell you about the time that... Oh, God, here I go. Showbiz anecdote.
Here we go.
I was on our first shoot for Russell Coit. They said, can you ride a motorbike? Can I ride a motorbike? Of course I can. Can just go right around the paddock over there, just down that hill over there and come back. Just go past the camera a couple of times and go, yeah, watch this. So I'm doing a couple of fast passes past the camera and they're going, whoa, he's good. Then I go down the hill and it locks in second gear and I'm going down a bumpy paddock towards a fence and nothing's going to stop it. It won't shift out of gear. So I squealed and jumped off the bike and landed on my buttocks.
Ooh.
It really hurt. And from that point forward, I didn't end up doing any. Not that I have stunt men, but we very.
Can you do any of your stunts? I hate it when Tom Cruise and those guys say, "Oh, I do all my own stunts."
Oh, but did you see when he broke his ankle?
What an idiot! Well, seriously, if I could get someone to go down the shops for me, I would. You know what I mean? What does he also do? His own plumbing? Oh, I do my own plumbing. You got qualified plumbers, mate. You got qualified stuntmen that train years to do this. You turn up and the stuntman's down there. No, take that off, Gary. Tom's going to do all him.
Because I know in surf movies, they actually put your face onto the person. So you can see
with technology.
Riding the wave. You go, oh, it's his face. Yeah, no, it's not really.
So it's not Keanu
in
Point Break or whatever. Don't
bang the table on that one. Just don't be stupid.
Do your own stunts.
If Tom's listening, Tom does listen to this.
He loves it.
When he's training for his next movie, he often listens to Somehow Related. And he's up on the – because he buggered up his ankle, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Chan used to do them too.
My ankle's still a bit fatter. Look.
Yeah, that's
the one I broke, the left one.
So my broken leg too.
So when you had your broken leg, you couldn't drive a car. So when I broke my –
I drove a car.
Because you drove a car with a broken leg.
Yeah, well, eventually I could. Yeah. But not initially, no, not for the first. That's why I lost weight, because I couldn't drive down the shops and get food.
And how'd you go with the...
You go to the drive-through.
How'd you go in the old boudoir?
In the bedroom.
Had to work around it?
You know what? I think my wife was so angry. Because I didn't tell her anything about it. Because she goes, three really little kids.
Yeah.
Like one was at school, two were at home. So that's pretty full on
existence. And she's so angry that you broke your leg.
Oh, very angry.
But it's very your angry. Fault. It's not like you.
Well, it is my fault. Because there was talk, you know, I could have sued the railway station. But the railway station? Yeah.
Radio station.
The railway station. Should sue them.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank.
What's his name?
Fat controller. Go on. Don't get me started on that. He's like a pimp. He works those trains like hose. It's incredible. You've been good, Thomas. You're coming to the shed, but you, Percy, you're down by the old railway tonight, by the cemetery. You've been naughty.
So it's not mean.
No, he's mean. Anyway, but she was so angry because I would just go off the radio. She's so busy with the kids. We're all busy with the kids, and I didn't tell her.
You couldn't walk them when you came home?
No, I couldn't do anything. So
he was so angry. And watch TV.
I think pretty much the boudoir was put in pause for a long time.
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail, but with plaster have managed to to masturbate. But anyway.
Well, that's a whole different scenario.
That's a whole different scenario.
I didn't know you were talking about that.
I wasn't talking about that. I was trying to be funny. But I have managed to – anyway, there's another story. People with
– I mean, that's the first thing you check when you break something. You just want to check all your waterworks are working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember when I broke my back, the young nurses wanted to give me a sponge bath. Then my girlfriend came in and she said, no, I'm going to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have minded the –
well,
geez, talk about start of a porn movie.
Missed opportunities.
Geez, you was having a crack at me. I
feel like one now. It's hot in here.
Oh, stop it. Not interested.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now. Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.